Wake up, Coastal Carolina. Wake up. This is your CCTA Wake Up Call.
Produced by the Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dedicated to the preservation of the U.S. Constitution, free enterprise, and individual liberty.
Hello, Coastal Carolina, and welcome to CCTA Wake Up Call. I am your host, Rick Hopkins, and we have a panel here today that we have assembled of some of the greatest minds we could find. We didn't look very far, but we got Bob Griswold.
Hello there. How are you today?
And his wife, Mary Griswold, also known as Right Wing Granny.
Hello.
Which can be found at rightwinggranny.com if you want some conservative news from good conservative sources. Then we have Diane Ruffino.
Hello.
For Love of God and Country.com. Yes. She writes a conservative blog also. We have Melissa.
Hello.
We have Rainer James.
Hey.
And we have Hal James.
Hey, y'all.
And we got a lot to talk about, but I really hate to do this, but I feel like you need to know in case you don't know. So when you hear it, you at least have heard from us. And that is, I often keep repeating to you that CCTA is a nonpartisan, nonprofit grassroots organization. And that by being nonpartisan and by being a 501c3, we do not endorse candidates. And that's the CCTA organization. But each one of us as members of that organization have our own private lives. We don't give up our citizenship. We don't give up our constitutional rights once we join CCTA. So we have some members within CCTA that for many years have worked at the polls diligently to try and get elected candidates that they feel like are candidates with good conservative values, whose values align with theirs. And that's the criteria that everybody should use when you select your candidates. They were at the polls working. They were handing out their list. Their list clearly stated that it was a list of conservative Republican primary candidates, and that the highlighted candidates on the list were what they considered to be the most conservative. At the bottom of the list, there was a disclaimer that said that it was paid for by them as private citizens and that it was not endorsed by any candidates. Well, it started out, there was a complaint filed. The complaint was the font size of their names was too small. So that was investigated by the Board of Elections, and according to regulations, it was one font size too small. It was clearly legible. I mean, even I could read it, and I have to have reading glasses sometimes. But anyway, they resolved the complaint. They had them reprinted at a much, much, much larger font size, so there was no doubt.
So we had about 2,000 of them that were worthless.
Yeah. There were also other couples and individuals that had their own list. Very similar list, maybe. There were some differences on it, but they all had their own list. Members of the other party, as they do every single year, had their list prepared of candidates within their party. So there was nothing unethical, nothing unusual about it, nothing done with malice aforethought or anything like that. It was just exercising their constitutional rights and their freedom to be able to participate in the election process.
There was a great deal of forethought. There was zero malice.
Okay. So thinking that was taken care of and resolved, no, it wasn't. This past Friday, on a local podcast on City Talk, which is New Bern Live, I believe it is, Facebook. Yes. On Facebook, you can either look at New Bern Live or City Talk. They do a weekly podcast which is simultaneously broadcast on an FM radio station and a AM radio station. Well, during this show, well, the whole purpose of the show, it started right from the beginning, the whole purpose of the show was to connect these individuals and what they were doing with Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association, CCTA. When CCTA had nothing to do with it, CCTA did not sanction it, CCTA did not endorse it. It was totally private citizens doing, exercising their freedoms. Now, if you're not familiar with that show, City Talk, one of the hosts is Sabrina Bingle. She's a city alderman in New Bern. And also her son, Buddy Bingle, is running for state office for lieutenant governor. His name was not selected on that list. His name was on the list, but it wasn't selected as a recommendation. That may have had something to do with why she did what she did. The other host on that podcast, that show, is Lee Bettis, a local attorney in New Bern, past mayor of New Bern. So they get into the conversation about it and try to portray it as CCTA doing it. Lee Bettis goes into a rant on how you need to know these people that are passing these things out, how you need to know their connections to white supremacists. And then he referred to the members of CCTA and the CCTA organization as a white supremacist group. Now, two of the candidates that were recommended on that list, even though that list had nothing to do with CCTA, I'm just pointing it out that if it was correct that it was a CCTA list and CCTA were white supremacists, two of the recommended candidates on there are African American.
Bit strange.
Yeah. Not to mention numerous times CCTA has hosted events and our guest speakers have been well-known, prominent, conservative African-Americans.
Yes.
Not only did they speak at our events, they also stayed overnight at some of our members' homes.
We've had a number of African-Americans attend their meetings.
Right. So the reason I wanted to let you know about this is because you know how people gossiping. You need to know the whole story. Our radio show has been going on for over 6 years now. One of the connections they wanted to make was to the fact that the radio show had a host, a co-host, that was tied to a white supremacist group. And number one, he wasn't a co-host, he was a guest speaker.
He was a member of our panel on a regular basis.
Yes, after that, he was. The charge was also made that he was arrested, which he was. He pled guilty to the charge of trespassing. And then it seemed he was involved with some white supremacist activities, which CCTA knew nothing about.
Right. You should emphasize that we did not know anything about it.
Right. Now, as mentioned, he was on the panel on the radio show. I went back and found the first show that he participated in and the last show he participated in. And it wasn't quite a year to the date that he participated. And he didn't participate on every show during that year. One of the charges was that even after he was found guilty or he pled guilty, that he was still on the show for a year after that. Well, that's not true. He wasn't even here a year after that. He was only with us for a year. When it came to our attention that he had been associated with these activities, we brought him in, sat him down, talked to him, and immediately told him that this was not consistent with our values and not something that we could support or be associated with. We immediately let him go.
From the show.
From the show.
Right.
That was the association. They're trying to paint a picture of guilt by association. There was no knowledge by us at the time that it was going on, but as soon as we did get knowledge of it, we acted accordingly. Now, that's about all I can tell you about it. I see hands are going up around here, so Diane.
I just want to emphasize that all of us on this panel tonight, maybe minus Melissa, we were all there when we found out the charges, and immediately, Hal, you addressed them. You called them in for a special meeting before a show, and you laid it all out to them, and you were very clear. We like the guy, you know, but we did not know about this, and we could not tolerate it. And Hal, you were very, very clear about it. And it was a little bit heartbreaking, but you were firm, and we all agreed. We all agreed.
Yeah.
Another point I wanted to make was that what it looks like from that podcast was that Mrs. Bengel did not like the fact that that list did not didn't endorse her son.
Right.
And because it did not endorse her son, then they, I believe, with malice, they wanted to malign the entire CCTA group. And that's when they came up with this white supremacy stuff, and then they maligned the entire group. And then they went on to say about the candidates, how would so-and-so feel knowing they're endorsed by a white supremacist group? So it was, I believe, over the top with malice because they didn't like the fact that Sun was not on that list.
And our treasurer, Bob Griswold there, he checked the dates that he had paid his dues and how long he was actually a member. He was told when we had that thing to meeting you're talking about,
right,
Diane, that he could no longer participate on the show, nor could he be an officer in CCTA.
Exactly, I remember that.
And Bob, didn't you say he was only a member for...
He only paid membership. He only paid membership for 1 year, and again, I think it just after he had joined us on the radio show,
right,
and paid membership for the 1 year and did not renew afterwards.
And that was 2017, wasn't it?
Yes, it was 2017.
Yeah. I just would like to note that any group that is open to the public is subject to someone coming in,
right,
with different ideas, keeping those ideas hidden, and being a negative reflection of the group without the group having a clue as to what is actually going on. When you are open to the public, you are subject to that sort of thing, and I'm sure it's happened to other groups as well as to us.
All right. Well, I think we've spent enough time on this subject. There's not really a whole lot you can add to it.
There is something I want to add. Before all of this happened, Lee Battis came up to me at the polls there in downtown. And he came over, and we shook hands and had some cordial conversation. I teased him. I asked him, did he get fire wagon ever named for him? And he said that he did. And I said, well, I'm glad that you did. And he acted just as nice and cordial to me as he possibly could have. And then when he he ended up calling me personally, as well as CCTA, a white supremacist. And I went on Facebook and I made the note. I said, well, that's going to surprise my daughter-in-law, my grandchildren, my great-grandchildren, because they're all Native Americans.
Yeah, I saw that post. Well, folks, we just wanted to make you aware of it. If you do happen to run across it or hear about it, those radio shows are archived on cctaxpayers.com. We're not going to take them down because there's no need to. You can go back and listen to any of them, and there is no hint of any association or any white supremacist remarks or anything like that. It's a shame because the young man was very intelligent, very well-spoken, great recall for facts and figures and everything else, and he was a real asset on the show.
Very patriotic.
Yeah.
Member of the Marine Corps.
Yeah.
Right. But he had other activities we were totally unaware of. So let's put that to rest. Let's take a break to hear from our sponsors. We'll come back after that and continue the show.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com. Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend features delicious handmade Italian dishes like lasagna, spaghetti, fettuccine alfredo, stromboli, calzone, and many more. And now Panicelli's has home delivery. Panicelli's uses only the freshest ingredients, and they have fantastic New York-style pizza in four sizes or by the slice. Panicelli's Pizzeria also has great salads and subs. So today, head to River Bend, and Panicelli's is at 40 Shoreline Drive, or call Panicelli's Pizzeria for home delivery.
Just who are these people doing this CCTA program? They're people like you, a photographer, someone that ran their own business, someone retired from the military. Just people in the community that love this country and have a desire to do their part to lower taxes and shrink government, to protect individual liberty, and to preserve the U.S. Constitution and free enterprise system. We welcome you to come out to a meeting. If you like what you see and hear, there's a place where you can contribute to the cause. To learn more, go to cctaxpayers.com. That's cctaxpayers.com. The group meets every third Tuesday at Stanley Hall Ballroom in downtown New Bern to enjoy a fantastic speaker and report on CCTA activity since the last meeting. If you've been disappointed with rising taxes and government intrusion, don't just complain. Join Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association and make your voice heard.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Well, let's see. What's going on out there? Did anybody watch the debate?
Debate.
You mean the food fight?
Debate. Did you watch debate?
I did.
Okay. Was anybody impressed with the quality of candidates that were up there?
Well, mostly impressed with the way that the moderators kept control of that.
That's
thing.
Right.
Yeah, I mean,
that's
there
right.
Are moderators just, there?
Maybe they weren't there.
Wait a minute. I think we, for those of y'all out there that didn't hear the debate, I think we can give you an example. Well, I thought so.
She called my name.
I have my hand up.
You never stop me at my
time. It's the math.
All right. So that's basically a synopsis of what the
reenactment.
Of what the debate was all about. Now, you take that and figure out who to vote for. I'll tell you what.
Out of all the candidates on that stage, Trump won.
Yeah.
Because he wasn't there.
Yeah.
But you're right. The CBS moderators totally lost control of it. And it was just pitiful. It was. I was going to say, if that was my party, I would be looking the new party.
Absolutely.
Well, I'd like to encourage folks to go to the Voter Lookup on the State Board of Elections website and find out when some of these candidates became Republicans. You'll be surprised, or change parties one way or the other, but usually Democrats changing their party to Republican and then running for office. There's been a lot of them that are currently running as Republicans that have been Republicans as long since they decided to run for office.
Right. It's always good to do your own research, and Hal gave you a good source to do that.
I just want to go back to one comment about the debate. Joe Biden has been in politics a long time. He's not getting any younger. At one point yesterday, in a stump speech, he said that he was running for Senate. And then last night, he said something like 150 million people have been killed by guns in America. There are only 320.
Half the country's been killed.
Yeah.
Don't go outside. It's
there are
it's
only 320
there.
Million people in the country. So I think this is sad. I think somebody needs to take him by the hand and say, sir, you have served your country in the capacity as a senator and a vice president. It's time for you to go home and enjoy your family.
He also said he was running for Senate.
That's what he said yesterday.
Oh, yeah. Isn't that sort of a sign of dementia?
Yes.
I would think so.
Well, he's tired,
yeah,
and he's not as young as he used to be.
Well, I think all of us, when we get older, have trouble recalling names sometimes and things like that, but this is extreme.
It doesn't wait till old age.
No kidding.
No, it can hit at pretty much any age nowadays.
They call it early onset.
Yeah.
But it's sad. It's sad to see someone, regardless of how you feel about the things he's done or hasn't done, it's sad to see someone in the public eye going through that.
It really is. With diminished capacity and still doing it publicly as opposed to privately.
And then watching everybody make fun of him. You
know. All right. Yeah. Well, let's talk about another widely televised event. Our POTUS wound up in India. Did you see the welcome he got there?
Wow.
I heard it was wonderful.
Man. There was over 120,000 in this arena, all wearing white MAGA hats.
Wow. That's his biggest rally yet.
Yeah. It was something else.
It was really great.
But yeah, all you can hear is how this country has lost its place in the world, that the world just despises.
The rest of the world laughs at us. They ridicule us.
But it isn't.
Well, what about... their front runner, the big burn. What about his comments of, you know, your nearest dictator isn't that bad. There's good things. And
The Cuban education system?
Yeah, yeah.
I mean, that was, now let's see. If you go back to, 59 or whatever else? Now that's, 50 years ago, really, or 60 years ago. He really got a good education system there. Now they forgot how to build buildings. They forgot how to have jobs or whatever else. But
did he actually say that about the Cuban education?
Yeah,
he was very, very proud of that education system.
He said, "If you look, what did
Fidel Castro
do when he came into office? Well, he set up a very great educational system. Now, is that bad? That's not bad. You can't say everything's bad." So that's almost word for word what he said. Now, not only did he say that in an interview, he has doubled down on it for the past 2 days. He was asked about it in the debate. He was asked about it in another interview. And he has really stuck to his remarks. Now, what point was it to bring up that
of the things to keep in mind with this was when Fidel Castro came into power in the 1950s, and some people here are not old enough to remember that, but some of us are, he was looked upon as someone who would bring freedom to Cuba.
Oh, yeah, everybody was so
disappointed. Nobody really understood who he was.
Mm-hmm.
And for the first year or so, everybody was looking forward to Cuba was going to be free because Cuba had been a tourist spot under Batista. Now, was it Fidel Castro that was running around New York at the UN with the chickens in the hotel?
Yeah, he had the chickens in the hotel. Yeah.
I mean, there were some very strange events early on that should have been a clue. But unfortunately, we did not pick up on it until a year or two later when we realized.
Yeah, let's go back.
I'm sorry.
Oh, go ahead.
I got a little head start on that. My great aunt taught school in Cuba. And in fact, the year that Castro took over, I was supposed to go and stay in Cuba for the summer with her. Mm-hmm. Well, when he came through there, one of the male teachers who disagreed with what was going on was murdered. And she ended up coming home. But she said, people do not understand what he's all about. This is not a good thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I had a heads up at an early point in time, and it turned out everything she said.
But you were unique.
Well, it was a family connection that was a little different.
Right after that, I read a book about the Bay of Pigs invasion, and I think a lot of Cubans expected the United States to come to Fidel's help. Mm. And of course, that didn't materialize, and it's probably a good thing.
Yeah. I think the most telling thing you could say about Cuba is that there was a whole bunch of Cubans in this country just waiting for the Castro regime to be over, because they will leave this country going back to their homeland. They love Cuba, right. But not the way it is.
When they were
now.
Taking tourists from America, one of our sons went over there, and he said, "Boy, it's just wonderful old cars. I really enjoy it."
Yeah. Well, you know why they have so many of them down there, right?
Yeah.
When they closed down the factories here, quit making the 57 Chevys and 55, whatever it is, they sold the molds to them. So.
Oh, I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Anyway, yeah, they're not actually that old.
Oh, I thought they were.
No, some of them are recently built. They're just made with the same molds that they're using.
It doesn't look like they're old.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a 2010 55 Chevy.
And if I'm wrong, I'm sure somebody out there in Radio Land.
Maybe I can still get a new Bel Air. I've been there.
You, you have to go to Cuba.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my gosh.
All right. And while we're talking about that, let's go back to that era and talk about one of the heroes that all the socialists running around our country with their T-shirts with Che
Guevara.
Yeah.
A horrible person.
They're running around wearing these shirts and have absolutely no
clue. Not a clue.
What they're wearing.
No. And he was a murderer. He was a cold-blooded murderer. I mean, he was a horrible person. Yep. He does not represent a revolution that leads to freedom. He represents a revolution that leads to tyranny.
All right. And that's the problem we've got today is we've got too many college students out there on the campuses promoting these socialist ideas, and they're all for democratic socialism. Well, yeah. When's the first time you heard of democratic socialism?
With Bernie.
Yeah. That's a new invention, you know.
Put a pretty name on it.
That's right. You couldn't sell crap cake, so you put fudge on it, and now it's a...
Oh, gosh.
Anyway.
Boy, you're in rare form tonight.
We're going to be rated R if you're not careful.
All right, I take that back.
Too late, Rick.
Right. Anyway. It's appalling the things that are being taught on the college campuses to actually promote this socialist ideas. We actually have professors that are professed socialists and communists. And what do you think they're going to teach? That's what they're teaching. So these students are coming out and they don't know any better. They don't take the time to go and look it up for themselves. And you can't hold a conversation with them on it because you can't get anywhere. They don't want to hear the truth. They want to, you know, when you ask them to be specific about the things they are saying, like they'll say, well, Trump lies all the time. Well, give me one lie he's told. They don't want to talk about it.
Mm-hmm.
They don't want to get into it. And a lot of other
issues.
They're
parroting things they've been fed.
Right.
I'll tell you, a lot of them are angry, too.
They are angry mm-hmm. because they've bought into the lies that America is bad and that everybody is supposed to have free health care. That's a human right. No. If it was a human right, you'd have been born with it. It's something you have
God
to earn.
God provided it.
Right.
Yeah.
It's something you have to earn. And yes, there are people that aren't capable of earning it. And that's why in the old days we had charitable organizations that would step in and help out. Mm-hmm. And there were programs. There was a way to take. You didn't open the doors and put everybody on it, okay? You're all going to get it free. No, that doesn't work.
So some of us here have been teachers, and I think we'll agree, especially high school, that's the age where you know, teens look up to people they're trying to emulate and copy or imprint or whatever they on a teacher, right? A teacher will be that role model for them. And what's not so hard to imagine, maybe a few years later they're in college. Well, they're still looking for a role model, you know, and they attach to their professor. And wow, that professor seems really smart. He's really bright, and he's an activist, right? So passionate. I want to be just like him. So that's why I think these professors who are such liberals and progressives, they are in the right situation at the right age for a lot of these young people to mold their minds, to poison their minds,
right.
Because they're not really ready to think for themselves. They're quickly going to think like those that they, that they emulate.
All right. And we were warned about it. If you read the Communist Manifesto,
yeah.
And you know, Cloward and Piven,
yeah.
And
Piven, yeah.
But you also need to know, I mean, I know we say a lot that the other side, they're so angry and you can't talk to them, you can't have a conversation with them. We cannot give up having those conversations.
Right.
I just watched a walkaway video today, a young black guy who said that in college, he was raised a Christian his whole life, and in college is where he learned to hate white people. And when he realized he had actual hate in his heart for white people and blamed them for everything, he reached out to a pastor and asked him to help him get over his hate. And that's when he learned that it wasn't our problem, it was his problem, what he had been taught and how he was indoctrinated at college. So you need to have those conversations because there is still hope for those people.
There is.
And make sure you do your research and have comebacks. Don't be just like them and not have facts to back up what you're saying.
Right. Mary and Hal, hold your thoughts. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, wellness educator and nutritional consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news. Coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Okay, Mary, I think you had your hand up first.
Well, I think part of the problem with our youngsters is that they've been told to go to college. They've taken out loans of $100,000 or more to go to college. They haven't necessarily been encouraged to get degrees in things that are useful. So they get out of college with $100,000 worth of loans and no marketable skills.
All right.
And I worked at one point when my kids were growing up, I worked as a temp so that I didn't have to work summers. And I was working in a call center and I was doing data entry. And one of the people in the call center, when I was talking to him, told me he had a master's degree in ancient Egyptian archaeology. Mm. And I was really impressed with that. And I said, what are you doing in a call center? And he looked me straight in the eye and said, I like to eat.
Yeah.
And we had one other experience. We used to, because Bob played mandolin for so many years, we would go to the Providence Mandolin Orchestra concerts. And there I met a man who had a PhD in lute.
Lute, what's that?
Lute. It's a instrument. Medieval instrument.
It's a flute with the F fell off of.
And, you know, I mean, thank God he was playing in the Providence Mandolin Orchestra, which was a relatively successful orchestra, because what does one do with a PhD in lute?
You lute.
Was he playing a lute?
You lute.
No, he was playing a bass mandolin. Oh.
You lute.
Yeah. I guess.
Yeah. All right.
I wanted to harken back to something that Melissa had mentioned, and I agreed with it. There are a lot of people out there that are real angry right now. But on the other hand, working at the polls, I've had some very nice, cordial conversations that I didn't agree with politically, and we talked about them, and I had a nice conversation, and complimented each other on being civil to each other.
Right. If you can have a civil conversation, you usually find out you can come together and agree on things.
Right.
You have points of agreement, right, if not everything.
But that's the problem with a lot of these young folks nowadays. They're being taught not to have a civil conversation. They're it's like guerrilla tactics. As soon as you try to talk to them, they go, brrr, just go off on you. They like to drop the F-bomb quite frequently, you know, and things like that.
A lot of name-calling.
Yeah, name-calling.
That happened to Rainer today.
Yeah. Yeah. So anyway, the young folks nowadays need to take time to look at history. You might have to go dig deep at the library to find an accurate reference material on it, but the history of socialism's out there. Look at what's going on in Venezuela. You don't have to go too far back for that. It's happening right now. Just look it up. There's plenty of information out there for it. Okay, have we killed that subject yet?
I think so.
All right. What would you like to talk about, Diane?
Recently, the U.S. Senate voted down two common sense pro-life bills.
Yes.
And I thought maybe we can talk about that, because I think if we reflect on that, we'll understand exactly why our country is in the situation that
it is. Well, I think the biggest thing is the Senate has a lack of common sense.
Yeah. Well, it's if we're going to put labels, it's the Senate Democrats that killed these bills. They killed it in a procedural move, but they're common sense bills. One of them is, and I'll read it, one was submitted by Lindsey Graham, and it's called the Pain Capable Unborn Child Protection Act.
Yep.
And all it really says is that, a baby, an unborn baby at about 5 months can feel excruciating pain.
Mm-hmm.
So if it happens to be born alive, it is entitled to the same level of care as any baby born. So just because it was not wanted by the mother, it should not be treated that way once it makes its entry into the world. So it's all about equal protection, the way I look at it.
Right.
Right. We have a clause in our Constitution that says equal protection. But apparently when it comes to babies, the most vulnerable, we don't recognize that clause.
Well, it's been distorted to make you believe they're not actually living beings. Right. They're not humans yet. They're just cells, a mass of cells.
Yeah. And the second one was introduced by Ben Sasse, who's from Nevada, and that's called the Born Alive Abortion Survivors Protection Act. And this is sort of the same, in essence, the same bill that our General Assembly, our Republican-led General Assembly, passed a bill that was then vetoed by Governor Cooper. And this was just said, it's similar to the other bill, is if a baby happens to be born and it was survived an abortion, that it is entitled to the same level of care as any baby born, whether it's full term, preemie, whatever, but it's entitled to the same level of care. Caregivers must recognize it and bring it to NICU, wherever they go. And both bills were voted down. And this one this second one by Ben Sasse would amend our federal statutes to recognize equal protection for a survivor of an abortion. Again, both both voted down. And the comments by Lindsey Graham and Ben Sasse were really, really touching. And it's just amazing to me. There are, I think, seven countries in the entire world that allow wholesale abortion at 20 weeks and beyond. And those countries include China and North Korea. These are countries that we recognize. They don't recognize human rights and things like that. And as I think Lindsey Graham said, the United States should not be in that company.
Well, that you led me right into a post I put on Facebook today that I think is very relevant. It's the next 9 months will go quickly. Every minute of that time is important to be used sharing and spreading the truth. Our republic is at stake. Mm-hmm. With 38 filing deadlines remaining, 2,557 major party candidates have filed to run for the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives in 2020. I'll read that number again. 2,557 major party candidates have filed to run for the U.S. Senate and House of Representatives in 2020. That figure has grown by 210 in the past month. The entire House, that's the House of Representatives, the U.S. House of Representatives, the entire House is up for election. It is vitally important that every citizen is involved in the process and knows what the stakes are. Many lies on social media that can only be dispelled by shining the light of truth on them. Now is not the time to become complacent. It is the time to wake up, and that is the most positive thing you can do to show your love for God, country, and family. Help to protect their future. This is a spiritual war. Trust me, the powers of darkness will not rest. Now, folks, the entire House of Representatives is up for re-election. If you get out there and work hard enough, you can change the whole makeup of our government.
Exactly.
But you can't do it sitting at home.
No.
Not participating, not being involved in the process, not being involved in the fight. Just think, if you, as one individual, can change five other people's minds and get them to vote in a conservative manner, those that are pro-life, pro-God, pro-country, mm-hmm. pro-gun, pro-all the things that made this country great, if you can get just five others, and each one of them can get five others, you know, we could take the whole House. Real simple.
You know, I think if everybody put liberty first when they vote, they look at representatives, because that's what this issue is. It's all about our essential liberty. Our primary liberty is the right to life.
Right.
And if we don't recognize life in even a fully formed baby that just happens not to have been born, hasn't made its entry yet, I mean, what kind of country are we? If we put liberty first instead of these two-bit single issue that a lot of these identity groups, you know, push, if we put those aside and looked at liberty first and our country, the longevity of our country, the morality of our country, I think we'd be in a lot better shape.
We would. We need to take another break real quick to hear from our sponsors, and then we're going to come back and wrap up this program.
In a time when personal responsibility is being mocked and minimized, who's really responsible for your safety and security? Who's really readily available to provide protection for you and your loved ones? Law enforcement is not always going to be there when you need that safety most. Are you prepared to keep you and your family safe and secure? I'm Randy Seiler, owner and instructor for Responsible Security, LLC, and I invite you to be that person, to be the responsible one. Contact me at ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com so you can be better trained, safer, more secure, responsible. At Responsible Security, LLC, I provide personal firearms and security training for a variety of skill levels. Currently, classes are available for obtaining a North Carolina concealed carry handgun permit and for advancing your personal firearms skills. Remember, your safety and security depends on you first. Visit ResponsibleSecurityLLC.com to learn more and sign up for a class so you can be better prepared to meet your responsibilities.
Baldwin's Transmissions and Auto Repair is the transmission physician in the New Bern area. If you're experiencing transmission problems, call or stop by the shop on Highway 17 South in New Bern. Baldwin will give you the options. They can install a new or reconditioned transmission, or they'll rebuild your existing transmission if that's what you prefer. Baldwin also does a variety of minor auto repairs like brakes, tune-ups, and water pumps. Count on Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair, your transmission physician, Highway 17 South in New Bern.
Moore's Old Time Barbecue is slow cooked and smoked over hickory in the tradition established by Tommy and David Moore's parents over 70 years ago. Moore's also serves fried chicken, cooked order seafood, and homemade side dishes. Open 7 days a week at our three locations in New Bern, Winterville, and Moorhead City. We also cater and deliver to your home, workplace, church, or school, anywhere you want your truly traditional barbecue and fixings delivered. And remember, if it's not Moore's, it's less.
For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out RightWingGranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to RightWingGranny.com.
Y'all ready for this? The County Compass is a rapidly growing, free, weekly newspaper throughout eastern North Carolina. At the County Compass, we believe small business is the future of our great nation. Many small business owners have discovered that an ad in the County Compass each week is the most effective, the most affordable way to reach thousands of readers from all walks of life. At the County Compass, we focus entirely on local and regional news, coverage of important issues that directly affect your life. At the County Compass, we love our readers and we love our advertisers. This Thursday and every Thursday at more than 750 distribution points throughout eastern North Carolina, pick up your free copy of the County Compass newspaper.
Welcome back to CCTA Wake Up Call. Mary, tell us about some news.
Well, one of the stories that didn't get a lot of play this week was the death of Philip Haney. Mm-hmm. Philip Haney was a whistleblower on the deep state, and he was found dead in California. The initial report said it was suicide, although that is being questioned.
Yep.
He was shot in the chest. Now, I have heard that he was working on a new book, and he left a manuscript with a trusted person in case anything happened to him. So we may be hearing more of this, but the sheriff in whose jurisdiction it happened in has called in the FBI and has called in for a more thorough investigation.
Right. Not funny. It's just amazing how many of these suicides pop up.
Yeah.
After
questionable circumstances, right?
Yeah. A whole trail of them out there. Something needs to be investigated. Okay, let's talk real quick about the coronavirus. Some people think it is, some people think it ain't. As bad as they say it is, I've heard reports that it's got a 98% survival rate. Some people are scared to death. There's a lot of fear mongering going on. Only time's going to really tell us, folks, when the facts are all really get out there. But there are some things we have found out. And one of them is that we've discovered that approximately 80% of our antibiotics come from China. Now, think about that. This is medicine that you're putting in your body coming from a communist country that would love nothing more than to take us down and just ruin us. Okay? How many items have we learned over the years? Things that we're feeding our babies and giving our babies to play with and all that came from China that had lead poisoning and, all kinds of stuff. Pet foods that have come from there that were poisoning your pets and killing them. And we're getting our antibiotics. 80% of our antibiotics come from China. How did that happen?
I don't know about that, but it is troubling, and I'm a conspiracy theorist, so now I'm going to go home and worry all night. But I want to talk about the coronavirus. The coronaviruses, that's a class of viruses. They've been around, but this specific one is related to the SARS virus. It's like a 86% similarity. But this is an upper respiratory virus. It hits you like other respiratory viruses. You get the lungs filled with fluid and the throat and all that kind of stuff. But what I understand is that people get the virus, and just like they do, it seems to get better and they kind of ignore it. And then once they ignore it, it comes back, but it comes back even worse. And then by the time they realize that they've got pneumonia and their lungs are collapsed, that kind of stuff. So I'm thinking, I don't know what the healthcare is like in China, but
if you don't get to your health care quickly, or you just let it go, either elderly, or, I don't know, but if you just ignore it, you may ignore to the point where they really can't do much for you, and that's where the fatality comes in. But in a country like ours, where we're very, very proactive with health care, it may not be a problem at all, because we recognize that we got the symptoms, we go to the doctor, we have a lot of supplies ready for people, and we target the groups that are likely to suffer the worst, the young, the elderly, that kind of stuff. So I think Trump might be right when he says we'll fare okay with this virus. But it's nothing to be totally feared, is what I'm trying to say.
Right. I agree with you. Now, there is one thing I think we should fear, and that's the fact that I heard on the news today on my way over here that the Border Patrol caught three Chinese.
Right.
Chinese coming, trying to get across our southern border. Mm-hmm. All three of them had flu-like symptoms, so they took them into custody and put them into quarantine. That's three they caught.
Yeah.
Okay, mm-hmm. And it's not all coming from China anymore, and there's a lot of other things. Also, they've got this experimental drug they're using to try to treat it, and
was that developed here in the United States?
No, I don't believe so. But I want to give you some of the side effects. Blistering, pilling, or loosening of the skin. Chills. Confusion as to time, place, or person. Cough, diarrhea, difficulty swallowing. Dizziness, fast heartbeat, hives, itching, skin rash. And this next one is one that plays really big into some of the conspiracy theories, whether they're conspiracy or not. Holding false beliefs that cannot be changed by fact.
Oh, geez. Well,
a lot of people are suffering from that.
I think well, that drug's been out there for a while. It's like 3 years ago.
That's where the, you know. That's what I'm saying. Okay, it's called PERAMIVIR. And this information I'm getting off of drugs.com. No, it's not where you buy them. It's information.
Oh, jeez.
So this is a drug used to treat
It's
an experimental drug they are using currently to try to treat the coronavirus. Mm-hmm.
How can that be? It seems like that what the drugs cause is worse than
yes. treating.
Right. Well, you know, some of these drugs are being weaponized and used for a lot of different purposes, and that one line there really draws your attention. Bob, real quick.
I just wanted to add that today also we heard that politically everybody's jumping on the bandwagon because President Trump has only allocated $2.5 billion to research and go into the fix for this. Remember that Trump is a businessman. How much of that $2.5 billion can we pay? Can we actually apply over the next couple of weeks? If he needs more, he'll come back and ask for more. Right. So when they say you haven't given enough, what they mean is you haven't given me all the extra padding that I would like.
Bob, he hasn't declared an emergency, a national emergency, has he?
Not yet.
No.
All right.
No.
Once he declares a national emergency, if it gets to the point where it's a national emergency, then there's going to be a lot more funding available.
Right. Okay.
Well, of course, and it just gives the Democrats a chance to fearmonger, which they accuse him of doing. But Pelosi did stand up there and say that it was too little, and she hopes it's not too late.
Yeah.
Wah, wah, wah.
All right. Well, let's get ready to wrap the show up here. We only have a couple of more minutes, and I want to spend that talking to you about, folks, get up, go to the polls, and vote. Tuesday, Super Tuesday, you need to be at the polls if you haven't already taken advantage of the early voting process. And looking at the returns so far, the voter turnout, a lot of you didn't take advantage of it.
Yeah, we could be looking at about a 6% turnout. That's terrible. Yeah.
So we need to get busy, get to the polls. Please take somebody with you, check with your neighbors, see if they need a ride or if they just need encouraging to get up and go. Make sure your family members take advantage of the opportunity to participate in one of the greatest freedoms known to mankind. Folks, if you lived under a dictatorship, you'd really value your opportunity to live in a republic. I'm going to tell you that.
And if you do not know who to vote for all of these offices, because we have been telling you over and over again, it is important to start every single position being filled. We can't just get Trump reelected. We've got to take back the House. We have got to get all of our local Republicans put in there. So if you do not know who fits, there are people out there who have done the research standing out there waiting to talk to you. Go
and
talk
North Carolina
to them.
Statewide,
what Melissa meant to say too. Was conservatives.
Yes.
And there's palm cards, as we know, are available for, to help you all.
Quick statement.
Indeed they are.
Quick statement. Last night's free-for-all, we did hear from Michael Bloomberg that he did pay
he
to
did
get
buy.
All of these people elected that switched the House right. of Representatives. He paid for that.
He bought got them.
He said, I bought got them.
Wait. And didn't he also pay to get judicial candidates appointed? I read that too.
Yes, yes. Okay, well, that's all the time we have for this week's edition of CCTA Wake Up Call. Please visit our website, cctaxpayers.com. A lot of useful information up there, folks. We don't have vetting reports for the primaries. We wait until after the primary, and then the vetting process will take. And remember, that's not an endorsement process. That's not a recommendation. We are a 501c3, nonpartisan, nonprofit, grassroots organization. We vet the candidates. We invite all the candidates. We don't pick the ones we want to interview. The invitation goes out to everybody. They all have an opportunity to respond to the questions. They all get the same questions, except if you're in a specialized field, like a judge, wouldn't get the same.
Every candidate for the same office
right.
gets the same questions.
Gets the same questions. That's what I was trying to say.
I helped.
I know you did. Thank you. Okay. Well, that's it. cctaxpayers.com. Visit the website. Come back and join us again next week.
People who learn to do something well and do it often get very good at it. Dr. Jay Singleton and his staff spend a lot of time removing cataracts, and they are good at it. Dr. Singleton has been doing a high volume of these procedures for 15 years. Let's face it, once we turn 50, the chances are we'll soon need cataract surgery. Fortunately, the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern, and the state-of-the-art Singleton Surgery Center is bringing costs down for patients and participating insurance companies. For dedication, experience, and convenience, you can trust the Singleton team. Dr. Jay Singleton and the Singleton Vision Center is conveniently located at 3515 Trent Road in New Bern.
Would you like to improve your overall health without the use of prescription drugs? Is stress causing you health concerns? Do you want more energy? We hope that you would like to experience optimum health the rest of your life. We offer a free nutritional consultation to the listeners of this radio program. Call the office of Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutritional Consultant, at 252-728-2118 to make an appointment to start your journey to optimum health.
Since 1952, the North Carolina Fisheries Association has been working to ensure access for fishermen and consumers to enjoy fresh local seafood. The North Carolina Fisheries Association is for fair, science-based fisheries management for commercial and recreational fishermen. If you agree with this philosophy, become a member. For more information, log on to ncfish.org. For fresh North Carolina seafood, there's no better place than B&J Seafood, Highway 70 East in New Bern. For news, commentary, and a different perspective, check out rightwinggranny.com. Hey, Granny's got it going on. See for yourself. Go to rightwinggranny.com.
At Professional Auto Service, keeping vehicles in top form and running well isn't just their business. It's the passion of folks who work there. If baling wire and duct tape is good enough, don't go near them. But if you take pride in your vehicle and reliability is important, go to 2215 Country Club Road in New Bern and let Professional Auto take care of your vehicle. You'll be pleased. That's Professional Auto Service, Country Club Road, New Bern.
The CCTA truly appreciates their sponsors because their support makes it possible for Coastal Carolina Taxpayers Association to bring all of you Wake Up Call every Sunday. Those sponsors include Professional Auto Services on Country Club Road in New Bern, Gladys Sussell, Wellness Educator and Nutrition Consultant, Panicelli's Pizzeria in River Bend. Other great supporters are RightWingGranny.com with a unique perspective on the news, B&J Seafood on US 70 in New Bern, the North Carolina Fisheries Association, Baldwin Transmission and Auto Repair on Highway 17 South in New Bern, also the County Compass, serving Pamlico, Beaufort, Craven, and Carteret counties, Dr. J. Singleton, Moore's Old Time Barbecue. Tune in for the CCTA Wake-Up Call every Sunday on the Talk Station, FM 107 and AM 1240.